Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. I'm Mike Rayleigh, and Rufus Edmonston is sitting across the way there. Good morning, sir.
Yes, who's he?
Commissioner. I don't know. That's what my kids used to say that. They'd say, she did this or she did that. I say, who is she?
Oh, yeah.
You mean your mother? And my dear friend Nelson Cox is sitting to my right over there. And what have we been talking about off the air? Been talking about broccoli and
how to
trying to find the Ace Hardware in Pinehurst.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about my wonderful, wonderful trip to Pinehurst.
Let's talk about the buffet.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. At least 150 items.
Wow.
You had the salad stand was about 2 miles long. Then the seafood stand was about half a mile long.
Ooh.
The roast beef and turkey stand, I call it a stand, phenomenal buffet, or my friend Sarah Belk used to call it the buffet.
Buffet.
When we used to go to New York when I was a Secretary of State, and we would go to this place that she had membership in it. She said, let's go have the buffet.
Sounds okay. Very French, doesn't
okay,
it?
Okay, dear Sarah. But it was a wonderful trip. This was our 27th year.
Nice.
So it's quite a, it's real nice too when they give you the friends and rate, friends rate.
So did you spend your time sitting on the porch out there smoking a cigar?
I certainly did. I made a lot of friends. I'm afraid that every time I go, I get in a conversation with somebody, and about a week later they'll call and say, well, I've got this son that needs a job, or I've got a sister that's in trouble in Palo Alto, California. I need to just listen more and not
That's money.
Advice, counsel.
Well, they view it as a free service.
No, even I get gardening questions.
And constantly.
Yeah, oh, I know you do. You actually know something about gardening.
I know, but still.
But I get it all the time. I know what lawyers and doctors feel like now.
Well, the other day somebody asked me about something. I said, call Nelsa.
Yeah, I always do.
To identify something.
Yeah.
I said, call Nelsa. I didn't give him a cell number, though.
I quite often get plant identification. I will see something, but now you know the Google Lens does pretty well. But I'd rather bug Nelson about it.
I love it. I love a challenge.
Well, I just have to gloat on this. The one time I caught her on something, she admitted it.
Boy, I'll tell you, every single show we talk about that Vietnam thing.
The mark of a good person is admitting when you were wrong. And Nelson finally admitted that she was wrong and that the rest of us were right.
Finally, it took me
Vietnam evergreen maple.
Wonder what the species is.
Now, that's up to you. You can make that one up.
Why haven't you delved more into it now? I figured you'd be really curious.
Acer taiwanensis or something. I don't know.
Avoid China. Taiwanese, avoid China.
I had no idea they had maples in Vietnam. But
they're everywhere. yeah. everywhere.
I suppose they do.
That's yeah. actually a pretty country when you get out in the countryside. I used to travel there a lot when I was in public office. We would go to the visit with the Taiwanese because we weren't welcome in China back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a beautiful gorge.
Lots of waterfalls.
And what you got to watch, of course, is you don't drink their water. So don't dare even think about drinking water.
I don't do that anywhere.
If you're in some foreign country, drink
purified
hotel water.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Bottled water.
I've had that experience before. Whew.
Can't find Fresca anywhere overseas. So it's really tough. I drink a lot of tea, but bottled water.
Oh, by the way, I know we're going to Phil's next weekend.
Yeah.
I was down by there yesterday, and there are only four Christmas Carol camellias left.
Okay.
If you want to get one.
Yeah.
And Mike and I will tell you, have you seen it, Nelson?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
It's a beautiful.
A Christmas red with a white lining on the edge of the leaves. She said she had four left.
I think it's pinky. I think it's more pink.
I'm forewarning you, if you don't get down there and get it real soon, you may not get one.
Is it kind of a cross, Nelson, between a japonica and a sasanqua?
I think it's a type of sasanqua that may be crossed with oleifera, but I'm not
That's
sure.
That's what Phil said, it was a cross.
Yeah, yeah.
Oleifera?
Yeah. I think so.
Expand on that.
It's just one of the species.
Oh.
But I am not sure. I'm not 100%.
Oleifera, it sounds like fragrance. Another word for fragrance. So does it have any fragrance?
Well, yeah. I mean, and then, of course, there's the tea camellia. I will look up
Sinensis.
Yes, the sinensis.
Oh, man. Bees love it.
They sure do. Ooh. I remember in the spring, Rufus's was blooming in. His is huge, and the bees were all over it.
I just stuck it out there one time, probably 30 years ago, and it's a good 6x6.
You got a lot of...
So it's a cross between the sasanqua and the vernonalis.
Vernonalis?
Yeah.
Mm.
So.
Give me an example of a vernonalis.
It says it's a hybrid between the sasanqua and japonica species. The hybrid is recognized for striking camellia hybrid vernonalis Christmas Carol or camellia sasanqua Christmas Carol. So,
mm-hmm.
Well,
it's a scientific name, Camellia X vernalis Christmas Carol.
Huh. Well, it's pretty. Very pretty, but it doesn't get very large.
They say it's commonly listed as Camellia sasanqua.
Okay.
But
what's its size, Nelson, that you see there?
Six feet?
I still got mine in the pot. I moved it to
six
a bigger
feet,
pot.
6 feet, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I remember Phil saying.
Most of them get pretty big.
So I could move it closer to the house where I could just see the bloom. And I had two blooms so far, Mike. I think you had one. I've got about five blooms on the thing.
Well, I just took a picture of one. I don't remember how many are on there. I'll have to check when I get home.
It's pretty hardy, too. The flowers aren't huge, but, you know, it's funny. A lot of times these labels, if it says, 6 feet, it's probably going to get 8, 10 feet.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, pruning is good, though.
How many times have I ordered something that says dwarf?
This says
five years later,
well, and in 20 feet tall. In that defense, for example, some of the dwarf southern magnolias, they are dwarf considering 20 feet
yeah.
or 30 feet
oh, yeah,
compared
definitely.
To 100 feet.
Right.
It's
yeah.
a dwarf.
Yeah.
This is southern living plants, and I don't know if that's if it's a southern living plant or if it's just this is a, I don't know, something online. 5x7 high and 3x5 wide is what they're saying.
Okay.
And Mr. AI says that same thing. So.
Well, you know, if AI says it, it must be true.
Let's see. And Taylor's Nursery says 5x7, 3x5. So I believe Taylor's Nursery.
Right.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I guess, Southern Living Plants has branded it.
Okay. Well, in other words, we're getting all around the thing again. if you want one, you better get out the fields right
away.
Get
out there.
That's right.
And there's fresh Christmas trees, too.
I can't wait to go to fields. I have a little bit of a plant list. I need to get an Edgeworthia. And
you don't have an Edgeworthia?
Well, I want to try to do one at the beach. So
good gracious.
I'm sure it will. It's pretty hardy. You don't think it wouldn't like sand?
We'll see how the heat does. I know there used to be one out at the around the village of yesteryear. Now, this is years ago. And they were, I think the last time I was there, I'm not sure if they were there or not, but they were huge. They had been there for like 30 years. But it got bit by the cold a little bit, but it also tended to get at some point some west sun, and it had some spider mites. Eventually the trees around it shaded it, but so I guess I would be concerned about spider mites in the heat.
You know, if it's not akin to a Daphne, it ought to be from the shape of the leaves and things. But unlike the Daphne, you can talk to it and look at it, and
that's right,
it won't drop dead on you. I call it the chandelier plant.
That's a good name for it. It almost looks like it has kitty cat paws, little
yeah.
toes.
Yeah.
When little fuzzy.
I mean, they're also kind of, yeah.
Yeah, when they start to kind of swell in the late winter, they're really
sort of slow growing,
pussy cat toes.
I've got one about 3 feet tall. Never had any disease with it or any problem, even though it does seem to be like a first cousin to a Daphne from you look at the leaves.
Is it, and the bark, the trunk in the winter's just exquisite,
yeah.
that
yeah.
rich brown.
It
and the
does
little,
have a lot of personality.
Yeah. yeah. Is yours multi-trunk? Or
multi, yes.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Most of them are. I mean, I've seen some standardized, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, but okay. I look forward to going to Phil's, and I hope she still has some amaryllis bulbs, and I can say that because I know my mother's not listening this morning at Oak Island, but I need to get her a couple more amaryllis bulbs for Christmas.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
That's it's been a tradition for years.
Does she plant those afterwards?
We do. She enjoys them through the winter
time. Yeah, Miss Jean did too.
And then by the time late April, early May, she plants them outside, yeah. and then they'll bloom out yeah. there. They'll get in sync.
Yeah, I have about 30 years worth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, are they in the same area?
See, ours are just scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
As well, crinums and all kinds of stuff.
I mean, crinum lilies always make me think of Hot Dog George.
I know. I just thought about that.
He loves those.
We still have to get there.
I divided some with him one time. I got started in those crinum lilies.
He loves them. So I think he came to Garden Hut one year and got one, too. He called
He's been a little peaked this week. He said he had a cold and had to close up for a day or so.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he's all right.
Absolutely.
People have to have those hot dogs.
That's right. Got to have them a roasted wiener.
That's right. So 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. More of The Weekend Gardener coming up. It's 819. Back on WPTF for The Weekend Gardener, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And let's see, just caught the last seconds of conversation wondering what's the name of the plant that Hot Dog George likes. It's crinum lily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is Bob on the Weekend Gardener Facebook page. asking me that. And yeah, crinum lilies. Why does George like, why should we like crinum lilies so much?
Well, simply because it has the most beautiful bloom on it.
Fragrance?
Mine come in pink and white, Nelson. I assume there might be other colors, but I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful lily. It has a lot of foliage. If you get one that's got multiple blooms in one clump, you're very lucky. But it's just a very special kind of lily. I've had some that grow as high as 2 feet tall. It's scented, has some scent to it.
Yeah. And then there's like the Crinodonna, which is a cross between the amaryllis and the crinum. So they're
they need
like
to stop
the
that.
Real big pink.
the real
big pink flowers.
But do they have a lot of fragrance?
There might be some fragrance.
There
to
are some lilies that have really
strong,
rich, strong fragrance.
Yeah, and lilies, I guess, is somewhat of a loose word in that, you know, so many common names could have it, even though they may not be actually, you know, Liliaceums from the lily family. But like Stargazer, I mean, that's such a beautiful lily that has amazing fragrance. And I know my mom's gets like 8-10 feet tall.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a big tower. And just the buds are stacked all the way up the plant. It's such a vertical element in the garden and stands so high and sturdy even with wind, or at least hers does.
Yeah, you don't have to stake it.
Yeah. It's very, very stout, tall.
The crinum's kind of a spidery type lily as opposed to some of them.
It has
more of a star
very,
shape.
You know, they're bulbs and they have that very dense, thick, wide, broad foliage that comes out of it, you know, from the base, from the bulb. And I mean, it can just form a mass, a clump so quickly. So it's just producing more bulbs and so you're getting more leaves. They're easy to, you know, to dig up and carry on. And I just think of it as an old-fashioned plant. You see them around, especially in eastern North Carolina, you'll see them around old home sites. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for it to be shared now and propagated and put out to us, it's just you know, it's drought-tolerant, heat-tolerant, sun-lover, flowers in the summer. So it's just one of those plants that it's just fun to have.
A bulb, I've got some bulbs that are as large as a softball.
Mm-hmm.
Just a huge, huge bulb. And you say that when you get a pink one, it's because of a cross?
No, not necessarily. I was just saying that there's the crinodonum, which is a cross between an amaryllis and a crinum. So, you know,
but there is a pure pink.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because I thought, am I going crazy? Yeah.
Well, I am.
Well,
I know that for a fact. I'm just going crazy.
Well, everybody's got a little catch of it.
Nelson's not though, is she?
I'm a little.
You got a catch. No.
I'm a little. Yeah.
We're all, excuse me, all of us
are
a little
touched.
Yeah.
And then there's another plant that my mom and I love, and we've got a good start at the farm in this really narrow little bed. It's above a retaining wall, and it's where that's actually where I grew my broccoli the last 2 years. And it just produces, it's like a brick, it's a concrete / brick wall. I think my grandmother built it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And, keep it warm.
Yeah. So, I mean, the broccoli's been great this year. But we have some bulbs in there. So one of them is a Peruvian daffodil, which is one of the spider lilies.
Yeah.
It's Ismina. I'm trying to find a photo for you. But it when you said spider, it made me think of, you know, the very...
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, the... Yeah. Pink Naked Lady.
I ordered some from Brick.
In September, that blooms in September.
Yeah, and that's different, too. This is a hymenalis.
Hymenalis. It's old American.
But so So they're you know they're close relatives, I would say.
Huh. But, yeah. How about that? Well, see, we always learn things on this show, and that's good.
So many bulbs. I mean,
we don't retain them necessarily, but we do learn in the moment.
Well, and I think we should talk more about bulbs.
Bulbs.
When we come back.
Not light bulbs.
Bulbs. We can talk Christmas bulbs and.
Okay. More of the Weekend Gardener straight ahead here on WPTF. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We're not leaving yet, though. Back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener, Mike Raley here, along with Nelsa Cox and the extraordinary Rufus Edmonston. What can we say? Were they awed by you as you walked into the Carolina Hotel down in Pinehurst?
Oh my goodness, it's been so long ago that
walked up to the buffet.
But at least somebody said, "Are you who I think you are?"
That's never a good sign.
Well, you know, it happens every year at the State Fair. Are you who I think you are? Well, who do you think I am? Well, ain't you Rufus? Well, yeah. Well, I thought you were dead.
Is it always somebody who says ain't?
Somebody at the fair it says ain't.
Ain't. Yeah. Ain't. How about that?
If it were back home in the early days, they would have said, hain't you Rufus?
Well, I thought a haint was something that haunted as
in a haunted house. how about Cliff Joyner?
Working. I hope Cliff had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes, for you, Cliff. Gratitude is when memory is stored in the heart and not in the mind.
Gratitude.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Gratitude is when memory is stored in the heart and not in the mind.
We all owe someone.
Yeah.
I owe a lot of people.
Yeah,
I do as well, and certainly my mom would rank up there as one of the top.
Oh, sure.
I have one of my about four things in life: thank the person who helped you get where you are, and then thank them again.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
When I was inducted into the NCAB Hall of Fame, I took Charles Stegall, who passed away about a year later. So thankful I was able to. He hired me and Mike Edwards, who was news director for a long time, and he saved my job. And I took both of them to the Hall of Fame. They were
How did
my
anybody
guests.
Save your job?
They couldn't figure out what I was best. You know, you just have to understand broadcasting. It's just. It's just a crazy world.
Well, it's like your big boss, Big Don. He and I had a conversation about 2 weeks ago at a gathering at Chapel Hill to honor Allie Ray McCullen.
Wow.
Good old Allie Ray from Sampson County.
You've
seen him at the birthday parties and the Super Kids.
Big time.
And, of course, the subject of the Weekend Gardener came up with Don. And he was talking about you. And he said, well, you know, Rayleigh's always worried about somebody firing him. He'd be the last person we'd ever think about firing.
Yeah. But,
you remember that time? I said, well, Don, you remember that time when he and Ann got the order of the longleaf pine and all this secrecy went on at the station? I said, Mike was mortified because he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I know.
And we fooled him, and he was just convinced that he was going to get fired.
I was extra paranoid, as many broadcasters, most broadcasters are.
Well, most of them should be, because they're denouncers.
Yeah. I have denounced for many years, so. But I treasure those gentlemen very, very much, and Evelyn Ramey, who was assistant program director, and she's been gone a long time, but she actually interviewed me and recommended that I be hired. So I and Carl Venters too.
Yeah, well, you were just
Carl was president of the company, and he had to approve. It was a much smaller company then.
Yeah.
He had to approve it too. So I
were a kid right out of state college.
Those four, yeah, I know, and really not
had
that much
ever,
experience.
Did you ever do any
announcing
at NC State?
WKNC.
Right.
And I had kind of done it all my life, but not at a radio station. You know, in my mind, I suppose. So
yeah.
I had a lot to learn when I got here, especially when there are people walking the halls like Wally Ausley and Bart Rittner and Gary Dornberg and Johnny Hood. And,
it must have been
and the names go on.
And look where you sit now.
Well, you know, I'm still working weekends.
Yeah.
6 days a week, so I don't know if I've advanced that far enough.
As Don said, it's our most popular radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's done very well, but I don't know how much I've had to do with it. The subject matter and the people who have stuck with us, like you two over the years, has a lot to do with it. Because it really is an information show, even though I'm driving the car and we end up in the ditch sometimes.
Never.
No, we do. We roll into other subjects, and I know I shouldn't always, it's just kind of pickle barrel country store stuff as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, I'm glad we try to stay on gardening. I've said that many times, but we've – and I know some people get mad that it's a gardening show. So, no, it's after 40 years, it's my show.
Right.
So – I share. My mom always told me to share, and Mr. Curtis is allowing me to continue to do this, so he's sharing too. So, I guess that's the end.
That's the end.
Did you get a call from Big
Bunny.
Daddy or something, Joel? All right, we'll be back. We'll be back.
Bugs Bunny.
.843 WPTF time. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Nelsa Cox. I'm so glad to have you. Is your mama doing okay?
She is. We have spent our time at Oak Island this past week, and got to see lots of family, extended family, and lots of good food, and just talking about gardening plans, and had to cover my lemons tonight or last night, but
we talked about that last week about mm-hmm. your lemons.
Yeah, so I've got several over at the house, little dwarf limes and some Myers lemons and variegated lemons, and they're doing well. So I probably won't plant them until warm spring time weather comes, but I've got them in a protected area, so. But yeah, and then the lemons at my friend's, she's got about 35 on there. Plant we kind of been babying for a couple of years. Looks fabulous. So looking forward to harvesting those very soon.
I was just,
and like I say, getting back to the farm, I've got to plant some more bulbs.
On the farm, you got to plant more bulbs?
Mm-hmm. Got,
are you planting anything else?
Yeah, I am. I have, some stuff I got from Phil a couple weeks ago, and I'll probably wait till I go visit her next week because I plan on.
Oh, you coming out next week?
You have me scheduled for the 6th at Phil's.
I do.
That's what you said.
Well, I don't know.
If you don't need me,
I blacked out. Apparently.
See, Nelsa at Phil Campbell's.
I don't have it written down.
On my phone.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm glad for you to be there, because Phil is not going to sit down for very long.
We talked about December, and I said I could do the 6th or the 27th, and you said do both if you want. I said, okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun, because
I didn't write
Phil
it down
is so busy serving customers and taking care of things that she sits down very little on her own show.
Yeah. So we've got to have an expert. Although Rufus, I consider an expert.
Well, and Lane, I consider an expert, Lane's but, all over it too. He's good. No,
I know, but he won't talk to us much. he's afeard of that microphone.
Oh, well, I've got to do some plant shopping. So,
well, Lane is a tremendous horticulturist.
He is. He's great.
Worked with Dr. Denny Warner for many, many years on some of those plants. And Dr. Warner is still coming up with plant ideas.
He is.
Not just those red buds, like the flamethrower. I love that flamethrower.
Butterfly bushes and stuff.
Butterfly, but that's that's part of what
his breeding program
Lane worked on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's John Champion. He looked around here to see if Phil was in here, because Phil brings all these pastries. John looked and then he just started walking back.
Keep on going.
I told John yesterday that Phil would not be here today.
Well, John can come out next week to Phil's, because she'll have
no,
everything in the world.
No, because he'll be here.
By the way, she said there's a food truck out there today. I might go with the cleaners and go out to Phil's food truck.
Well, I don't know if I can get to Oak Island or Holden Beach by 2 o'clock, but I'm going to an oyster roast between 2 and 4.
Oh, great.
Well, you can do it by phone, can't you?
The oyster roast?
Yeah, you can be there.
Now, what
via the phone, somebody's speakerphone.
What good would that do her at an oyster?
Well, I don't know if she. Do you like to eat oysters?
I love to eat oysters.
Okay, all right. Well, that would.
And
that
then
would
we're supposed to jump
on a
pontoon and go down to the flotilla at Ocean Isle, but it might be a little nippy.
Hmm.
It's a Fuquay crowd.
Oh, that's good. That's a good crowd.
Yeah.
You were talking the other day, Nelsa, about some of the restaurants around town and. Did you say that Garibaldi, where we had our luncheon, you and I and Mike and a gentleman for some prize we had won?
I think they closed for just a short while. I'm not sure if they're back open, but I think they had some maintenance.
Yeah.
So
good food there.
Yeah.
There was also a place more in the old downtown part, the Fuquay part, that you recommended, and Melissa and I ate.
The vicious
sandwiches.
Fishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Too.
They did just close too. But
oh. I hate that.
You remember one time too, Mike, we went over to an old hardware in the
That
Stevens?
Was Stevens Hardware.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
No longer
existed. I think that was the first remote you may have done with us. That was 07. That was a week after my mother passed away.
Yeah.
We did that, and I think that may have, I don't know, maybe it wasn't your first remote. That was the first one I remember doing.
I miss Ray Stevens.
I know. He's a great school board member, and that was a fabulous store.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's where I did all my shopping. I'm telling you, I miss him. But, you know, Ray and his brother, I mean, they came to Garden Hut all the time. I really helped him a lot, and they're just fun, genuine, sincere gardeners, and appreciate nature and the outdoors. And it was just fun. And I used to take Bebe in there to see his dog, and you know, they'd sniff around, run around. It was just the best.
I know, the creaky wooden floors.
Yeah.
What is in the building now?
Well, I think it's probably changed hands or ideas a couple times, but I think there's different type of market and food in there. I've not been in there, but Fuquay does have a couple of new restaurants that are fabulous. One is called The Library, and it's the old
library.
Is that
on the Verena or a Fuquay side?
It's right across from Vicious Fishes.
Oh, okay,
and
for Fuquay side.
Like, if you want right close to Angus Barn quality and service, just impeccable steakhouse, with other foods as well. But the library, it is the neatest building. And then on the Verena side, across from the old Stevens Hardware, is Lucy Blues. Oh my gosh, best place ever. So it's old plumbing building, and Kim has just done an amazing job getting this. These flatbreads and just the best food and atmosphere, just very laid back, really cool place. So if you haven't been down to Fuquay, you need to go see Fuquay becoming big.
Herb just sent me some photos, Professor Herb, and let's see if I can find. Oh, I thought he was going to show me a picture of a plant, but this is, I don't know if this is a key lime pie, or let me check the next photo. Oh, yeah, lemon and key lime, sweet condensed milk. I see the mixer. There's another photo here. And, oh, yeah, so his.
Oh, wow, it looks good.
Little orange. I guess that's orange. Is that an orange tree or is it a lemon tree? Looks kind of orangey, but it's.
It looks like oranges to me.
Yeah.
That is fabulous looking.
I know.
I love it.
He's
good Lord.
Thank you for sharing.
See that, Commissioner?
Incredible.
Love it.
So he made. Is there another photo? I don't know. Nope, that's it. But I'll show you the pie here. That's the pie.
Pie R Us.
That looks good. Pie R Square.
Well, I'm sorry we're not in Durham today, Herb. You could bring us a, of course, it probably didn't last very long, that pie.
Lemons, that's right.
Yeah, so are they covered right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
About the size of a grapefruit.
What did you cover them with?
So my friend made a makeshift cover. It looks like a car cover, like a cotton car cover, but I don't know if she got it from a sofa. But it there's a combination of burlap and then kind of a cotton, heavy grade cotton cover that's on it.
So. I mean, is there anything agriculturally made for?
There is.
For agricultural
operations. Yes, absolutely.
Operations,
yeah. So frost cloth, you'll see strawberry growers use that, and I'm sure that they're covered now because they've probably only been in the ground a month or month and a half now. So yeah, absolutely. When you're going to have a really hard frost, you'll see the frost cloth go out. And that's what I used at Garden Hut as well. Like for example, I would have covered pansies and violas just to keep the frost off of setting on the blooms. It's not going to hurt them or kill them, but it's just going to aesthetically not make it pretty as the sun comes up. So the frost cloth catches the frost and it sits on top, and I just pull it off, and then the plants are fine. Versus if you don't get them covered, you also could get out there really early before the sun comes up, take a hose and wash it off. But it was too cold to do that this morning. So, just by having the frost cloth to catch the frost and then take it off is fine. You know, it's not that the frost is going to kill the plant. It's just going to, kind of make the blooms look terrible, and then you're having to deadhead them. So that's what we did in retail. I mean, we were small enough to be able to do that.
Yeah. So what else? I want to do some seeds this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have a light, and I ordered a seed blanket that never came. Seed mat.
Well, I think we need to call a lawyer about that.
Where do I go here to get such a thing?
You want an electric blanket?
A plant electric blanket, yes. Absolutely.
I am not sure
Garden
who would
supply?
Have. Keith may have. I'll text him here in a minute. But, yeah.
I mean, I don't want a big one. I just want about 3x3 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's usually how they come, to cover a couple of seed trays.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Logan's at the market has those this year or not. Or I know we've had them in the past, but and I hate to say online is easier because it's such a specialty, but I'm trying to think
of,
yeah.
Well, you can get you a Rufus dog if you go to the farmer's market
and
check with Logan's.
Yeah.
So, or go to the farmer's market restaurant. Or
I will text Keith, though. But
seed tray warming mat?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they do have them on Amazon, but how about that? How big are they usually?
About 2x2 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, it could be 18 inches or 20 inches, 24 inches by 2 feet. You know, they're not huge.
Right.
So, huh.
If we don't have any luck, then I will.
I wonder if Gerald has any mats or any type of bottom heat. And I need to get up with Keith. We're supposed to go make a Georgia trip to, it's a little citrus farm somewhere in Georgia, and they're one of the few growers that sell Georgia kisses, and they're little tiny, a little bit smaller than a tangerine or what are the little cuties called, the little
mandarin oranges,
they're about the size of a mandarin. Man, they're so good. I can eat a dozen of them.
Hate that we don't have tangerines anymore.
Yeah, what is with that?
A disease, I guess.
Yeah.
But they had this terrible disease.
I don't know how far south this cold dip, so I don't know if citrus farmers were having to irrigate early this morning or not.
Yeah, I don't know. It was cold in Georgia yesterday, but... Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm sure you can find a... We'll put out the call...
My friend at Oak Island ordered a warming mat. I'm like, what is that? Because I said, oh, can I use that? And she's like, what?
What, to lie down on?
It was a warming mat. She said she put her green bean casserole and sweet potato casserole on it for Thanksgiving dinner. Because, you know, you have like a million dishes.
And, right. What a great idea.
So she bought it just for that. And she said it worked great, but... When I saw it, I was like, I'd like to use that as a under my seed tray. She's like, what? I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
Just let me borrow it in the spring.
You wonder if you use one of those that's not specifically made, that you might set something on fire.
Well, I mean, this was a food mat. It was a little thicker than what I've seen the seed warming mats, but same concept, just call it something different. So I think that would work. So see if you can find you a food warming mat. And, Agri Supply, I think, used to have them a while back out in Garner.
Yeah. So I love that place.
I do, too. You can find everything there. So.
What's the other place that's similar?
Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be able to find it there, too.
Yeah, I've not seen them there, but you never know.
Well. Go to Agri Supply and see Rufus.
You can be a nice little drive this afternoon.
It's not that far. I mean, it's not like you're going to Cucamonga.
Well, good old Cucamonga. Yeah,
I'm sure you've been there. Probably made a speech.
Yeah, when I was running for governor, I went by there.
California. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up.
Yeah, I went to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia, too. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF.